Now, calcium lactate. Again, we've talked about mineralizing, getting organic minerals. There are several forms in review that are absorbable. The lactate form, which is the salt of lactic acid, and again has nothing to do with lactose or milk sugar, it just has the same four letters, L-A-C-T. Lee felt that was the most absorbable by most people. It was also easiest to get, less expensive, very absorbable, so a lot of factors made that his prime choice. But as we saw, sometimes it was dicalcium phosphate, magnesium glycerophosphate, so there are a lot of different forms. Most of them rank, that Lee would use, rank right about at the top of bioavailability. These days now there are new forms, orotate, citrate, picolinate, and there's usually lots of marketing hype behind these new forms, because when a new form comes out, it always comes out because somebody is already having that famed Saturday morning recruiting meeting to sell this thing. And so there's always, always, always lots of literature to show that it's better. It's just not all of the literature, because there's lots of other literature that said, yeah, it's okay, but it's no better than these others that are a lot less expensive. In a recent seminar, I talked about, you know, what so often often happens to us in the field, those of us been doing this for a while, people representing other companies, which may or may not have good products, that's not the point. When they come in to us, what is it that they lay these days, lay on our desk? They studies. They want to overwhelm us with studies. And after a while, if you really read the studies, you realize they haven't told you much of anything. The study I want is, no, give me the list of sick, hurting people who've been made well. Not laboratory rats, not specialized cases, not people who are already biased, where of course the study would prove what you were paying for it to prove. That's a given. Doesn't mean it's a bad study, but it does mean it doesn't show me how to get sick people well. Show me a track record of healing sick people and you've got my attention. That's the tough part. Since they don't have that, studies are a dime a dozen. Calcium lactate, each tablet, 42 milligrams of calcium per tablet, and magnesium citrate, 8.3. Now this ratio is important. Lee derived a lot of this from his fellow dentist, Hawkins, who wrote, oh, what was the name of the book? Something, Practical Nutrition, was that it, Mark? Applied Nutrition, I'm sorry, by Hawkins. And Page and all of these others had worked out mineral ratios in the bloodstream. Because, again, it was the dentists who were seeing the deteriorating nutritional status reflected in the teeth. They were the ones who began some of this, what was considered bizarre research about the importance of food. And some ratios they had worked out were this. In the bloodstream, calcium and phosphorus should exist in a ratio of 10 to 4, 10 parts calcium to 4 parts phosphorus. Now we'll talk about what happens when that's not that way in a minute. But another ratio is the ratio of calcium to magnesium, and you see that it's about 5 to 1, between 4 and 5 to 1, as Lee established here. He said, the mistake is to just get calcium. Unless I have the associated magnesium, it's not going to be metabolized properly or will induce the magnesium deficiency because they work together like the two sides of a teeter-totter. Now, indicators will be muscle cramps. An easy consideration is the patient who talks about, well, Charlie horses or calf spasms during the night. A variety of muscles that easily go into tetany or spasm. Oh, two things to consider, oxygen delivery or hemoglobin levels, but the next thing is calcium, and it's either one or both in most cases. And so a good thing to do for the patient who talks about these calf spasms at night or any muscle spasm at night is give them 6 calcium lactate with a warm drink about an hour before going to bed and preferably on an empty stomach. What calcium lactate will do is easily get into the system. Now, the pH of calcium lactate is just about neutral. Now, normally, in the healthy individual, the pH of the gut will be acidic, and calcium is only effectively absorbed in an acid medium. The optimum pH is around 5.1. But calcium lactate is not acidic. It's a basic product. The pH is pretty close to 7. So if you have a case that is not absorbing the calcium lactate, let's say that you try 6 calcium lactate about an hour before going to bed, and you try that for several nights and nothing is happening, add either Zypan or betaine hydrochloride. You need to acidify them. They probably have an alkaline gut. Good calcium should be readily absorbed. It's not getting into the system. And so Lee would always, not always, but when that was the issue, he would recommend calcium lactate and betaine hydrochloride. Even just one, just enough to gently acidify. Now often these are the cases where the blood panel shows normal. They've been to Kaiser or some other wonderful managed care place, and they've been told, no, everything's normal, you're just crazy. Well, what else can they tell them? I mean, you know what happens. Blood values are normal, therefore there's nothing for me to do. There is no disease to fix, therefore you must just need some counseling or a vacation or something of that nature.
Have you had any experience with the NTX urine test for calcium absorption and using it in conjunction with calcium
or the question is, have I seen or had access to the NTX calcium utilization test? I have not. Do you have anything to report on that? I have no data on that.
We're just using it in our office.
Okay.
Trying to see what results we get.
Good. Let me know. But the trick for calcium absorption is the pH of the gut. So even getting the best form won't go in and into an alkaline gut. And nearly every arthritic or seriously sick case has an alkaline gut. So dumping in, oh, here's a hoot. Now, having established that calcium is best absorbed in an acid medium, let's do calcium carbonate in the form of Tums EX. Now, is this not madness personified? Let's get the calcium in a form that cannot be absorbed, and let's do it in an alkaline medium so that you just get to crap bricks every now and then. That's about what you're going to get. The calcium is not going to get into the bloodstream. Unless they so severely overload the body, this marvelous biocube computer, will still extract some calcium. It'll take it wherever it can get it, from your own bones if it has to rob Peter to pay Paul. And so the body will get some from calcium. There are too many studies that from calcium carbonate. There are too many studies that show that. The question they never ask in the study was this the best way? Is there another way to get it in better? The reason they use calcium carbonate is the manufacturers supply it by the truckful. Want to do a calcium study? Use this. After all, we've got it in Tums and Rolaids and a variety of other things. Of course they're going to supply it. So muscle cramps, fever. Now, something to consider, as Lee did, at the first sign of an acute infection, consider these three things. Now, we'll see how to do them as combination products, but consider calcium lactate, Thymax, and Cataplex F tablets. You could do for a child or even an adult at the rate of one each per 15 minutes or 30 minutes, one calcium lactate, one Thymex, one Cataplex F tablet. For a fever, when we have a fever, what do we think, we in this room, believe the body is telling us? It's doing its job. A undoubtedly bacterial, probably bacterial battle going on. Most of the bacteria are mesophiles. They like just body temperature, TV watching body temperature. The body knows that, and so the hypothalamic pituitary complex says, you think you're gonna live here? We're gonna cook your hiney, buddy. Let's crank the temperature. Now in America, that elevated temperature is pathologic. Again, in America, there's the view that the body is stupid, out of control, a freak of nature that somehow landed on this planet, and who knows how long it'll stay. And every now and then, its temperature regulating mechanism goes nuts, which obviously demonstrates a Tylenol deficiency, and we can quickly correct that. So goes Western wisdom. Well, on the other hand, in my house, maybe not in yours, but in my house, when the children get a fever, we like to increase the temperature, put them by the stove, stick them in the oven. You got to be careful with that. There are legal limits to how long you can bake a child, but
microwave,
yeah. And what I'll find is this, and many, many, many chiropractors in the room and for decades have found the same thing. Child is spiking a fever, you adjust the atlas and it spikes even higher. And the body says, thank you. I've been trying to do this all night. Little nerve interference, I don't have complete control. clear the atlas or wherever the nerve interference is, and the fever that was 102 goes up to 104, 105, 106. It stays there 20, 30 minutes, drops down to normal in an hour, and the child says, can we go to McDonald's?
Yeah.
So now there is a need for counseling about what to eat. But nevertheless, when we provide that fever mechanism with its biochemical tools, which we do with calcium lactate, cataplex F, and Thymax, we dramatically enhance this whole process. So getting a spine checked and providing these things can help it to go ahead and do the bug-killing, frying procedure.
Does Thymax help if the body has never been exposed to the pathogen before, and would complex be a better choice?
The question is, if the patient's body has never been exposed to the antigen before, would Thymax help? Yes. Thymax is going to provide that seed material, because the thymus is still going to have to analyze what it is. That is thymic activity. It's going to seed the lymph nodes with its analyzed information. So the thymus needs to be supported. That's what we're doing. It has nothing to do directly with the antigen. That's the thymus activity. That's its job. But by supporting it with Thymax, we make sure it can do it rapidly. So it'll facilitate the analysis and subsequent feeding of the lymph nodes to then build the leukocytes. Now, the question is then, would Conjuplex be more effective? Well, we're going to see that, in fact, that's the preferred tool, because Conjuplex contains calcium lactate fortified, cataplex AC, ribonucleic acid, and Thymax. It's a combination of everything we talked about except cataplex F. All right, so that historically, the three discrete was what Lee would recommend, but then Conjuplex came out, that combined many of them. So now one could do two Conjuplex and one cataplex F tablet every 15 minutes or 30 minutes, as the case dictates. And you're still doing what I said, but even more completely. The purpose of the ribonucleic acid in leukocyte building is to facilitate that lymph node activity. It is not what Lee anticipated when he released ribonucleic acid. Again, he thought it was for cold hands and feet. One thing, and then all kinds of other benefits were discovered. So for fever, it is a good thing. We need to facilitate what the body's doing. Now, what is the upper limit? And we have to be legally careful. At what temperature do you think brain cells are actually in danger? I have 108. Going once, going twice? 107, woo, okay, can we get a 106?
Well, they had like 114 and 112 with no brain damage.
Yeah, we've had as high as 114 recorded with no brain damage. Doesn't mean you say to your child, let's go for the record, but but here's the situation. That in, let us say, a subluxated or meridian imbalanced or whatever, to cover everybody, because all these things are part of it. If we have a child who is dysfunctional already and nutritionally deficient, then it may well be true that 104 is too high, or 105, or whatever. But that's what we're talking about correcting. Let's quickly feed, remove whatever kind of interference is there, and watch that miracle of healing take place by providing what we need. Fever is fun. Now, however, depending on your state laws, be cautious. I don't know how it is here, but in California, if we start pushing above 104, we better have referred somewhere, just because that's the way it is. Kaiser's not interested in talking with me about calcium utilization and metabolism in the presence of fever. They just know that I'm endangering the child in their mind. So we go ahead and send them, and countless times the fever has broken by the time they get the child there. I tell them, take the long route. I will adjust the child, do the things we've talked about, and tell them, get a flat or something. Call them from here and say, my chiropractor told me I have to get over right away. Let's get that on record. Okay, that's Heine-saving maneuver 101. And then do lunch or something on the way, or if you need to do some shopping, perhaps it's a good time. And most of the time, the fever is already diminished by the time they get there. But you've done what you have to do. Increased secretions. Very often when you have the runny nose, that is another indication, just like fever, that your body's doing its immune thing. The histamine response is there. We don't, of course, interpret that as a contact deficiency. We don't want to stop the histamine response. But by providing calcium, That's one of the tools we can use to facilitate the immune response that's happening. Again, providing part of the fuel for the phagocytic activity. Autonomic imbalance. Remember, the teeter-totter-like relationship between sympathetic and parasympathetic. The minerals that will help to elevate parasympathetic and thereby shutting down sympathetic are potassium, but also calcium and magnesium. Now, later on when we look at Min-Tran, you'll see that in that, Lee put all of them together. It was calcium lactate combined with organic minerals. So potassium, magnesium, and calcium tend to take us out of sympathetic overload and get us balanced. Glandular hyperactivity, especially you may find hyperthyroid and hyperadrenal cases can often be resolved by providing adequate intake of calcium. It may be many other things, many other minerals, but calcium alone may be sufficient reason. Very often this glandular hyperactivity is purely compensatory. As we looked at the, let me bring it up again just for review. As we look at the Harrower web, we find that when one thing becomes hypo or hyperactive, everything else adjusts. Everything else has to adjust. And so that hyperactivity should drive us back to this chart of practical relationships to see what else may be causing it. It's the thing that's often entirely missed in Cartesian Western medicine. Low blood calcium, obviously. But we don't see a whole lot of that. Most of our cases who come in my experience, the blood panel is essentially normal. That's the problem. That's why they're finally in our office. Remember, we talked earlier, as they start out, where are we on the list of people they think they might go see? We're not on the bottom. We're on the yellow sticky that got tacked onto the bottom, or the second or third yellow sticky, which I like. It means I have tremendous leverage because I can look them in the eye and say, who are you going to after me? Huh? Some shaman somewhere in the jungle, because I'm it. And so compliance goes up because we usually are it. I like being last in that sense. Skin conditions, itching, sores, some common indicators. Someone says, oh, I itch terribly when I get out of the shower or the bathtub, but usually the shower, because often there are oils in the bathwater. But when I get out of the shower and as I dry, I itch. That is very often a good indicator of calcium tissue calcium deficiency. And so calcium lactate and cataplex F tablets or pearls for this application will help to not only provide the calcium, but get it into the tissue. Now, if I wanted to, taking a look, 42 milligrams of calcium per tablet. Let's say that someone said, I simply want to take enough calcium lactate to give all the calcium I need. How many tablets is that going to be? Yeah, you're going to be looking at about 60 or so. And so I told him, no, you don't want to do that. That's not the way to do it. Again, what Lee found was for most people who are getting some good calcium in the diet, a smaller amount of very good calcium facilitated absorption of all the rest of it. And so it was typically 6 to 12 tablets per day. Not trying to provide all of the calcium, but it did. It's as though it dipped into the calcium pool in their body and said, now I can use all of you because I have all of the missing parts. Anyway, skin conditions. Another indication of low tissue calcium would be herpes. Type 1 or type 2, genital herpes also. Consider that as an indication of low tissue calcium. Now, the reason is this. It is a viral problem, obviously, but why is it that most of the time this virus is dormant? What is it that tells it, party time, let's go build the campfire? Something happens biochemically that gives it a signal. Now, there are several things, but one of them, which Lee talked about from the 30s on, was low tissue calcium. That was a triggering signal for this dormant virus. It said, okay, my defenses are down, go for it. The virus, in that sense, is clever. When it's in a hostile environment, it doesn't do anything. When it's not, it says, okay, let's do it as long as I can. So, at the outbreak of a herpes type 1 or 2, or shingles, or any sort of viral vesicular skin lesion, consider cataplex F tablets and calcium lactate. Now, you may, in that case, do large amounts. no upper limit. Keep pumping it in the early stage to see if it will make a change. If it does, then you know long-term that you have to correct this patient's dietary habits, and they may need small amounts of these forever to keep it in that dormant phase. You help a herpes type 1 or 2 case get anywhere without drugs, and compliance is never an issue again. And if you move, they'll move with you. And they'll refer. But I wonder what everybody they refer will have. Isn't that odd how that works? Yep, it's the herpes, doc. Go see him. Okay. Excessive bleeding, either menstrual or through the nose. Often, this is lack of properly functioning clotting apparatus because of low tissue calcium. Now, that would be the case that's more likely to show up on a blood panel. But that would involve also vitamin K levels, checking prothrombin. That would involve A and E and a variety of things. But for those, consider checking the calcium level. So 2 to 6 in the morning and at night on an empty stomach with high fever or muscle cramps, you could do 3 to 6 per hour. We talked about adding Thymax and or Cataplex F depending on the nature of the case. Marvelously quick in its ability to make a correction if in fact that was the issue. Because it tends to work quickly, you also know within 48 or 72 hours if you were incorrect in your assumption. But it's often something to try. It's a cheap date.